You're listening to The Skilled Dad. What would you tell a guy like me that's going into Zone D to prepare themselves for, or how would you equip me to get ready for what's coming?
They really learn by catching, not just by what they're taught, by what is caught. And so as we improve our lives, we're actually improving the whole family.
I mean, they're a spitting image of who I was as a kid sometimes.
What I love the most is just sitting down like this and hearing some of his stories and the energy behind it
and becoming that kind of dad.
It has taken a lot of intentionality.
We're gonna make at least once or twice a year where we're gonna say yes to almost everything. Can we go in the gas station and get candy? Yep, you sure can. Can we go on that roller coaster? Yep. Can I get two Cokes? Yep. But like, cause most of the time we're saying nope.
Shared experiences build relationships.
There's gonna be 3 feet of snow. We might die. We're probably not gonna see anything, but we're gonna work really hard to not see it.
That's where your band of brothers comes into play. Yep. So you want someone to be available, and if it's not us as dads, it's going to be someone else. Somebody will be there.
Parkinson's Law essentially is saying, if you got space, it's going to get filled. Yep. It's going to either get filled with good stuff, or it's going to just get filled with something that may not be productive towards whatever goal.
Like, time is passing me by. Because I remember when I held him in my arms in the hospital when he was born. And just like that, he's turning 13.
Our brains work the same. Our schedules work the same. And it's so easy to think, oh, I'll do that later. Or, you know, we'll squeeze that in sometime this weekend. Or, yeah, you know, I've got some time off there.
We had this solid plan, right?
And I think if parenting is done in the margins, it's never going to feel like a priority. If it's squeezed in as an afterthought.
As a man who is running a business, being a husband, being with our kids and helping form them and model them and lead them.
I was like, yeah, I'll build you a little football field and we'll have a home run derby with all your friends.
Really important in my journey as a dad of realizing this is something I want to prioritize above almost everything else.
As men, that sense of adventure is oftentimes inherent within us. So what do you do? Improvise and overcome.
Yeah.
I'll find a story to get there.
You just got
to
keep walking, keep pressing on. Kind of like when you're like wandering in the desert, you know, sitting still isn't going to help. You know, eventually you just keep walking, you'll find water. We're the warrior. They're an arrow. We're going to release that arrow and we're going to release our kids into the world. And we get one shot at that.
And, you know, the question is, which direction they're going to go? And we have the opportunity to help point those in the right direction.
That starts right now. That starts with learning from different stories. That starts with taking the ball and running with it and learning as much as you can to make that impact in the short amount of time that you've got.
And, you know, I wish that I had known that, you know, way back when.